Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what up, world? It's your boy Pretty Tony live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Can I play a play? Every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Check out the website, www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Pick your copy up of the new book, Who Is She and What Is She to You, by yours truly. Also get a copy of Playerology or Player Step Your Game Up from my trilogy. Huh. Holla at your boy. One love. Pretty Tony. And I'm out.
Behind the coochie and the dick. And it's happening more and more and more and more. Hence and therefore, I love you to death. You know what? Let me talk to the wiser, my more esteemed colleague. Maybe he has some answers that I don't. So, K. Diddy,
yes,
I got to ask you a question, dog.
Come on with it.
Have you met the coochie yet, sir, that you want to go pick out the coochie, the mama, the ex that she used to be with, and her sister?
Well, I thought about it. I ain't going to lie to you. I thought about it.
Do tell, brother.
But it wasn't because it was so good or nothing like that. It was because of some other janky stuff she did to me. You know what I'm saying? So I could understand. But just because you think about it, ladies and gentlemen, does not mean you have to act on it. And I guess when you define or get into the real nature of love, you know, they always say, man, it's a thin line between love and hate. And I guess these people have this their sense of love. I'll put it that way, their sense of love. They got this thing where if I can't have you, can't nobody else have you. And I think that's when it crosses over to that dysfunctional thing, because at that point, you know, they don't have you, nobody have you, and then they destroy themselves as well. But that's a sick love, right?
What did mama got to do with it, KD? What did mama and the sister and the stepdaughter?
I'm finna tell you. They mama gave birth to that janky person that messed up your life, so you taking it to the roots. and her daddy had something to do with it too. He ain't innocent, because it was his sperm that created the whole problem. So the sister get involved because she the sister.
Hold on. You know what? I just introduced you as the more experienced, more learned elder on the show, and this is what you come with.
I came with the reality. I didn't say that I'm embracing it. I did not say it's right. I did not say it's wholesome. I just say that's what it is. And if you look back at our Italian brothers, when you cross the line, what do? They got you. They got your kid. They got your parents. They got everybody they may even think can come back a later date, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Okay then. So they just got the cause and they got the effect. I didn't say it was right, but I just say that's what happened.
All right. So that's what we're talking about this week, ladies and gentlemen. I don't want to throw the public service announcement out there. We here on Can a Player Play do not endorse, support, or in any way, shape, or form, think that going out picking out people and their family is a valid way to deal with problems. We are just speaking, as Kate did it just so eloquently said, about the reality of it, about it running across your mind sometimes. You understand what I'm saying? I want to read a quick quote out of the book, Who Is She and What Is She to You? And one of the things that's written in this book, it says that you must understand the difference between obsession and love, infatuation and love, and jealousy is not love. That's a quote out of the book, Who Is She and What Is She to You? It also tells you in that book, you must know where she ends and you begin. Anytime you cannot tell where somebody ends and where you begin, you have crossed over into Cuckooville. Because I understand loving and embracing love and giving love. But you must also understand that when you came out of your mother, you came out alone. When your mother had you, you were alone. When that next person was birthed, you weren't there. So you were not born attached at the hip. I'm not downplaying emotional attachments. I'm not downplaying heartache. And I'm not downplaying treasonous acts or scandalous acts like Kay Diddy so eloquently said it, or janky acts. What we're saying, though, is that to take a human being's life, to take a couple of human beings' life. Is it really that serious? Really, though?
No, it ain't that serious, man. But, you know, how do we get into the minds of these people that can't see beyond, you know, the damage that they're creating? They don't even understand that they're even destroying themselves. As a matter of fact, I take that back. Some of these people, they verbally state, I don't care. You know, I'm going to go kill that man. I'm going to go kill that woman. Well, they don't realize you're going to spend quite a bit of time in your life, maybe the rest of your life, maybe lose your life if you do something like that. And then they'll say some super intelligent stuff like, well, I don't care. I got him, though. Wow. That's heavy right there. I got him, though. You don't care that you're wiping out your life, your family, your kids, everybody that's on your side. You satisfied with the fact that you can just say you got the other person. Now, how intelligent is that?
Oh, that's for another show, because that's another one of the things that I'm, you know, this whole playology movement is working on. We want to increase the intelligence and decrease the ignorance. I want to read you another quote out of the book, Who Is She and What Is She to You? It says, you have got to think beyond the tip of your dick, gentlemen. Now, a lot of y'all will be like, well, what they got to do with the show? 9 times out of 10, well, matter of fact, I'm going to give it even better odds than that. 7 out of 10 times, we're not thinking with our hearts and our heads. We're thinking with our dick because, you know, it just you're enraged that someone else touched him. That's why you would cut his dick off and put it in the garbage disposer. That just blew me away.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? That drugged him, cut his dick off, and put it in the garbage disposal. Yo, we are getting to some serious unprecedented heights right here with I don't even know what to call that. That's beyond rage.
I even heard this guy say he had thought about taking his girl and taking her out in the middle of the desert and stripping her, pouring honey on her, and staking her out over a red ant bed.
Say that again, K. Diddy?
This guy was talking about taking his girl out to the middle of the desert, stripping her down naked, pouring honey all over her, and staking her out in front on top of a red ant bed.
Wow. You got to have some serious thought process to process that one right there, homie.
Well, that's just the flip side of a woman cutting a man's penis off.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's where we are, 646-929-2870 is the call-in number. You know, hit us up. Give us your thought. Jump in the chat room. You know we're here for you right here on Can I Play a Play. If I'm stumbling a little bit, is that I got to tell you the truth, that I'm serious. The scenarios we've described earlier have touched me on a level I can't even begin to understand. Because, you know, I understand heartache, I understand pain, I understand somebody doing you wrong. I even understand, you know, the need for revenge if somebody been beating on you and you just tired and you got to take them out, you know. That is even understandable. You just snapped. Or even though you didn't snap and cut the dick off. Man, that even made me cringe just saying that.
Wow. That's heavy right there, man. You know, I've been threatened, though. You know, I've been threatened a couple of times, but the situation's been a little opposite, you know. I've been threatened because I've been keeping my mail in my mailbox, you know what I'm saying? So I've been threatened that if I don't give it up, that's what's going to happen. But, I just can't give it up, man. I just can't give it up. I don't know what's wrong with you.
We're going to take a quick little musical break right here. And we're going to catch you on the other side. I got to tell y'all, this boy ain't got no damn sense. I swear. Stay, y'all. Don't go nowhere. Gentlemen, can a player play in the building? Your boy Pretty Tone talking about I love you to death. Me with the man, the man of the master plan, K Dizzle, Sir K Dizzle, the elixir of love. And you know, he said K Dizzle said he has personal experience with this topic because, you know, he's had these thoughts once or twice about janky ass females, you know. who scarred him over the years doing janky things. He done thought about taking them all out. Ain't that
just
right,
the thought, just a thought in this journey of life, you know, as we grow, you know, but that's the reason that we have a brain to make logical, rational decisions and learn how not to act on impulse. And I guess that's what makes a difference between a rational, logical individual and one that don't think too right.
All right, another quote out of the book, Who Is She and What Is She to You, now available, you know, Amazon, worldmovement.com, www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Another quote in the back of the book on the quintessential rules of being a man, it states, don't let your jealousy override your good sense. A genuine level of maturity is a must to be a man. You understand what I'm saying? Gentlemen, sometimes we're driven by jealousy. We're driven by hearing footsteps in the dark. We're also driven by, you know, maybe some actions the person has taken. But why would you harm? You know, sometimes we get angry, and we've seen ignorant fools. You know, you going after the baby mama, but you hurt the child, your child nonetheless. Even if it's your stepchild, that's still a child who loved you as their father figure. They're innocent. How can you justify your anger and your jealousy by hurting an innocent? What they got to do with it? We need to get this situation together, y'all. Real talk. We really need to get this situation together. Like my man K. Diddy just said, we need to become a little bit more rational, a little bit more thoughtful, you know what I mean? Think some things through. Because I come from that, you know, that, okay, I was going to say, but you know what, I'm going to say it. You know what I mean? Purse first, ask last, but at the same time, the whole point of that conversation is you don't own nobody. You understand what I'm saying? You got to keep your focus on the things that's relevant. You know, the pimps have their own way of saying it. But, you know, it's the truth. Old school, once again, we don't chase them, we replace them. If you ingrain that in yourself, you won't be trying to hurt nobody and their mama and their daddy and their sister. But what I got to ask is this, because KB just brought up a point. When he said earlier he thought about hurting this one individual because of their janky action. One of the scenarios I described in the earlier part of the show was, dude not only took out his present girlfriend, he went back to a previous relationship and took that ex and her sister out too. What does that say about him? Was it his choices in women? You know, some brothers go to the strip club and fall in love with Alizé, then he was dating, you know what I mean, Tyquita. Maybe it's a choice in women you're making, and they know. They had the same mannerisms. What would trigger you to go take out not only the present, but also the ex, homie? Explain that one to me, K-Dizzle.
Well, that's kind of hard to explain, man, you know, but what my mind clicked on, what you spoke on, you know, possession, ownership, you know, and people have a tendency to think because they love you, it gives them a sense of ownership, possession, entitlement. And people think when they own something, they're entitled to something. That also allows that other gene to kick in, where they feel that they could treat it like a normal possession. You know, if you don't like this pair of house shoes, you can put it in the closet, wear it when you want to, or don't wear it at all. You know, you don't want them, but you don't want nobody else to have them. And sometimes you'd rather throw it away just to see somebody else get another year or two of wear out of them. But I don't know. I guess it kind of goes back to each individual and how we were raised, and I guess that's why people go back to the parents and other situations, you know what I mean? when people turn left instead of turning right.
Ain't that the doggone truth, brother? Ain't that the doggone truth? Because, like I said, I question all that stuff. Because, you know, you got to keep yourself in check. So even though we're sitting on the air talking about it, you know what I mean? Brothers ain't saying they ain't never got mad before and wanted to kick some ass. Brother ain't saying that, you know, certain situations, they never came up where you wanted to put hands on somebody, but you got to keep that in check, dog. You got to keep that together. You got to sit down and think, man, I still got my life to live. Because in the moment when you're angry, it might seem cool, and even a couple months after it, but trust me, sitting up in the pen after year number 10, realizing you're going to die up in there, trust me, that anger fades away. Trust me, that justification fades away. I like living, dog. I figure that life is like a buffet to the Pretty Pony. I got a lot of sampling to do. I got things I need to see, places I need to be, you know. So, yeah, does heartache and pain bother a brother? Of course it does. But at the same time, my quest for life overrides everything else, you know. I think I'm born to be somebody. I tell people that all the time. You got to have a purpose, man. And my purpose don't end in a woman's coochie. And I would hope that, you know, I've raised my daughters to know that their purpose don't end at the tip of a man's dick. You feel me? Real talk. That's what we up on here representing for this week. 646-929-2870. My folks out there in Twitter land, holla at me. I see y'all. Get at your boy. I'm on here Twittering. Hey, Diggle.
Yeah, yay.
It's always good to have you riding shotgun, brother. It's always good to have you riding shotgun. We want to make sure we put it out there. We got some good news. We finally got the new project finished, you know, Playology 2.0. Available www.worldmovement.com. Get your copy of the book. You know, if you ain't got no game, let me teach you some game. Let me put you up on some game a little bit about the game of life, about the game of getting your grown man on. You feel me? www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Get your copy of all the books, the Playology Trilogy. I'm telling you, this ain't no glorification or no fantastic tales, man. This is just a brother spitting at you about some real stuff because you got to stay in thought. You got to stay in thought to keep your mind right sometimes, because I'm telling you, sometimes our minds stray off, and that's why we end up in the BS, you feel me? I ain't trying to get to the point where brother want to go take, you know, mother-in-law out, sister-in-law, the dog, you know, the roaches, the rats. Oh, yeah, dog, you lived up in that, yeah, you got to go, too. Really?
Hey, look, anybody had any influence?
Yeah, you're right. Anybody that got anything to do with it got to get it. You know what I mean? Anybody that got anything to do with it is going to get it. That's how they look at it. But look, y'all, we still on here riding, you know, trying to play. We're going to take a quick little World Movement record break with my man Q Harper right here, stick and set.
Growing up, I've seen so much pain in the name of love. So many lives wasted on bad relationships. Choosing to be stuck and don't know how to change. Nowhere to turn, nowhere to run, no, no. This is what I call an ordinary love. I don't want, baby, ordinary love, baby. I don't need status quo love. Gotta have good old fashioned love, baby. Of a woman sent to me from heaven above. I gotta have sweet love, baby, both day and night. Keeps a smile on my face and keeps my heart right. Cause I need a love to speak from heart to heart. Cause I want a love jones with a woman, yeah. baby, babe. Hey, hey, hey. Cause if you think you're lonely now, wait until the night, baby. I don't want it.
Don't want no ordinary love.
I don't want ordinary love, babe. I don't want it no more, babe.
Don't want no ordinary love.
I don't want status quo love. Gotta have sweet love.
Don't want no ordinary.
Gotta have that old fashioned love.
Don't want no ordinary love,
baby.
Yes, indeed, that was my man Q Harper right there. World Movement Records and something smooth by Mr. Q Harper right there coming to you right here in Can I Play a Play. You know, your boy Three Tone, the usual suspect, along with Mr. K. Diddy, Esquire, the Elixir of Love. K. Diddy, is there anything else you want to put out there to the listening audience? Because I know they'll be holding on to your every word, brother.
Only if that was so, but it's still flattering to hear it anyway. You know, but the subject we have today is very, very a deep subject, you know. I love you to death. What does that exactly mean? Are we saying, do we love them literally to death? Are we going to be with each other forever? What does that mean, ladies and gentlemen? Call us up. Let us know. 647-929-2870. We want to hear what y'all got to say, too, because I know I got my take on it. I know Pretty Tony got his take on it. We need to hear what y'all got to say.
Well, you know, I I'm a pretty devil's advocate here, because even when you're taking your, you know, your wedding vows, they talking about for rich or poor, to thick and thin till death do us part. Are we the ones programming this kind of love within ourselves till death do us part?
I got issues with that, some parts of that thing anyway, for rich or poor. I don't want to be with you when you're poor. I don't even want you to be with me when I'm poor. I mean, come on. What are we going to do? We going to sit up and look at each other with a knife and a fork in our hand because we both hungry as hell looking at each other? I don't know. Maybe I got it twisted because if I love you, I don't want to see you do bad, period. I don't want to see you do bad by yourself, and I don't want to see you do bad with me. So maybe I got it twisted.
Maybe you do, because I thought that the part of building the relationship of going through the bad times together, you know, you're taking the good and the bad, so when the good come around, and when you play bottoms up and you tip those champagne glasses, you can be like, girl, I remember when we used to use 99-cent toilet paper and eat sardines and eat off disposable plates. I'm glad I was able to buy you some filet mignon tonight.
You know, that's good. That's good, and I hear people say that. And once you make it to the end of the journey, I mean, that's wonderful to say. But I know in the interim, when you come home from work and you had a bad day and your girl is on in your ear about some insignificant stuff and you tell her, get the hell out of your face, go sit her ass down somewhere and be quiet. You love her then, too, don't you? Huh? I mean, you love her then, too, right? So,
you got to love her then, too.
So I'm just saying. I mean, I'm just saying. I understand.
You know, there seems to be a deeper underlying issue here, K. Diddy, because I know you should give that little chuckle. Y'all picking up on that little like he ain't saying enough. He holding back on us.
Yeah.
What you really want to say, bro?
Well, you know, I'm just saying, because I know for me, if I love you, baby, I just don't want to see you do bad. I just don't want to see it. I don't want to see you lose weight because you hungry. I don't want to see none of that. I just don't want to see it. That's why I be saying, guys, if you can't afford a girlfriend, get a job, step your game up till you can afford a girlfriend, because they be wanting to eat and want to go to movies and go do all them little things like that. Because if you ain't got no cheddar and can't do none of them things, all of a sudden you go into that deadbeat category. So rather than being in that deadbeat category, step your game up.
So what you're trying to say, they'd be better off with KY Jelly that has something nice and warm and tender with them while they're going through the rough time.
Well, they got this thing called abstinence, and they got some females out there that's down with co-ejaculation, you know what I'm saying? But stepping your game up sometimes don't mean that you got to do less or do worse. It just means you have to rethink your situation and come out with a better plan and move forward. Never do without or do less. That's not it. Because sometimes, you know, we run around circles, run around a hurdle in a circle instead of jumping over that hurdle and keep it going, keep it moving. You know?
Okay. I'm going to let you slide on that one, brother, because that was actually a very valid point.
Well, thank you, sir, Tony, sir, Holiness. You know, I appreciate you letting me slide on that one.
You know what I mean? Because I thought you were going a whole different direction with it, brother.
Yeah, well, we'll save a little bit for later because I was actually waiting for some rebuttal because some people want to say that I love you. So just the fact that we ain't got no money coming in this house for the past 3 weeks, baby, I love you. So I don't want you to go nowhere else, to go to your friend's house and get nothing to eat. I want you to sit here and be hungry with me because I love you.
What's wrong with a little bit of shared pain and a little bit of shared hunger? That makes the bond together stronger, doesn't it?
But if I love you, I don't need you to have hunger pains. I don't need you to be looking at me as if I'm less than because I can't get you a happy meal today or a can of sardines or something. If I love you, I want to see you, you know, in a better situation. And being with the person that you're with may not always be it. Maybe you might be better off going to stay with your brother or your sister or going back home to your parents and telling them a better situation.
In other words, they're encouraging people to leave people in the midst of the struggle, brother. That's what you're saying?
Absolutely, yeah. If it's gonna create a scenario where you're going to cancel each other out, and that's what that's going to do. You guys going to cancel each other out. Oh, so you think it's more wholesome for you guys to sit up and die together? You starve together? If I love you, baby, I don't want to see you like that. I don't even want to see none of my friends do bad or be hurt.
Okay.
I just don't.
Well, that's what we're talking about today. I love you to death. That's what the name of the show is. You know, if I love you and I can't have you, can't nobody else have you. If I love you and I'm hungry, you should be hungry too.
Yeah.
If I love you, I just love you, I just love you, I just love you. Like Elmira said, I just want to hug you and squeeze you and squeeze you and hug you and squeeze you and hold you and squeeze you and love you some more till you choke the damn life out of not only me but the damn relationship, man.
Mm-hmm.
But
now I don't like me, and I don't like you, and you don't like you, and you don't like me, and neither one of us don't like each other. Instead of us rearranging things when we had the opportunity,
when we had a chance to get it right. Guest 5413, I see you just checked in. Welcome to the show. Glad to have you. You know, if you want to check in and say something, man, we're always glad to hear from you. Jump in the chat room. My folks on Twitter, I see you. Holla at your boy. Don't move nowhere, y'all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is your man, J.R. Perry, uh-huh. From Love Drops. You know, I keep it locked, uh-huh, every Sunday to Can I Play Us Play, hosted by my man, K. Diddy and Pretty Tony. So y'all keep it clubbing and keep it funky and keep it locked. Can I Play Us Play?
Yes, indeed. Shout out to my man, J.R. Perry. I want to make sure I definitely give him a plug. He got an event coming up, a fundraiser for sickle cell anemia research and stuff of that nature. We'll probably have him on the show in a couple weeks because I want to make sure, you know, your boy Pretty Tone and, of course, Sir K Diddy Esquire. We all for supporting good causes, man. We got to learn to give and we got to learn to love. You know, that still ties into what we're talking about today. Because I feel that if I got to get to the point where I want to take you out of selfishness, you know what I mean? That ain't love, that's obsession and selfishness that I figure I got to come take you out and take your mama out and take your daddy out. All
and yourself. And yourself.
And myself. Yeah, let's not forget about taking my damn self out. That's what we're talking about today, y'all. I love you to death, and I'm going to say it again, as I try to say every Sunday. There are a lot of brothers out there who think they got game, but they really ain't got game. When I'm talking about game, I'm not talking about the stuff you hear. You know, and I ain't knocking nobody's hustle, you know. You know, every brother ain't cut out to be a pimp. Everybody ain't cut out to be a hustler, a thug, or a player. Some brothers, you know what I mean, just trying to get by. And I don't feel that enough game is being spread teaching my brothers how to get by in this game of life. That's what this whole playology movement is about. You know what I mean? I'm giving you this real life game to play the game of life. Check out the books, man. Playology 2.0 just dropped. Get your copy. Who is she and what is she to you is real talk. I got some other stuff in the works right now. Players, check the game out. Been out for a minute. You got to know, you got to check yourself before you wreck yourself. Real talk. We're going to take a quick little musical break. Don't go nowhere, man. I love you to death. Can a player play? Holla.
Baby, 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 it's a
Baby, it's a long, 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 long way down.
Falling from heaven.
Yes, indeed. It's definitely a long way down. It's your boy, Pretty Tone, live and living color. You know how we do. Along with Kay Dizzle, you know, can a player play? Live Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We come through here, represent, talk about this, talk about that. You know, we try to keep it pimping. I want to read you another quote out of the book, Who Is She and What Is She Key? And this is for the fellas out there, because like I said, a lot of times, you know, when we grow up on a certain side of the fence or the burbs or wherever you grew up, a lot of times we ain't had nobody giving us no real talk. And a lot of times when we read things and we see things, you know, we take it like, oh, that's what it's supposed to be, but nah, that ain't the realness. The realness is this. Who is she and what is she to you? Do not be absorbed by a relationship or a friendship that you neglect your first priority in life, you. Keep your star player in focus. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to give that little tidbit of knowledge that jewel was given to me by the elder statesman on the line here, Kate Dizzle. One day he called me talking about keep your star player in focus, man. Keep your star player in focus. What do you mean by that, Kate Dizzle? Tell the good folks.
Well, everything in life in terms of us humans start with self. You know, if you don't love yourself, respect yourself, and appreciate yourself, you know, it's hard to love and care and appreciate somebody else. And that goes for your family, your significant other, your pet goldfish. It goes for anything. You know, self-preservation has always been the first law of man. But having said that, get that in check. You know, check yourself. Quit finding fault and flaws in everybody else. Fix you. If you fix you, everything else will fall in place. Love you so you get in order to love somebody else. Real simple. And as Big Pretty Tony say, real talk.
There you go. There it is. And the way I look at it is you ain't loving nobody to death if you love yourself first, because you damn sure don't want to hurt yourself. You know what I mean? At first, it might
hurt
that
we go. See, there you go. There you go. There you go. There you go. We was doing good. And then you going to say, you damn sure don't want to go hurt yourself. But them fools go out there and hurt somebody else, man. They don't get away, so ain't that hurting they self? That chick that you was just talking about, it went off and cut off that man's thing that she just wants love. She don't think her ass is going to be looking at life or close to it?
Damn, dog. For those of y'all just tuning in, we talking about the young lady who cut her husband's dick off.
What, you think she going to Disneyland or some shit, a Magic Mountain, the Knoxbury Farm?
You know what I mean?
Unlike Miss Sue, if she just wanted to be locked up and go get a girlfriend, she didn't have to do partner like that.
another one just came to mind, the astronaut lady a few years ago who put on them disposable diapers and drove for hours because she wanted to go take the other girlfriend out because she was messing with her boyfriend, man. Look, y'all. I've said it before and I'm going to say it again. We all got to be a little bit narcissistic. Not all the way, just a little bit. Because if you're a little narcissistic, you'd be looking at yourself like, hell, hurt me over that? Are you nuts? That's the first thing going to pop in your head, like, I got to keep it moving for me. And I would much rather that be said than to hear that you harmed another human being based on, you know, and like I said, there are certain situations that can trigger you, you know what I mean? A young lady or a young man done cleaned out the bank account that y'all worked so hard for. You know, the anger kicks in. You know, even that's understandable. It does, but, you know, I suppose there has got to be limitations for us to be civilized folks. So I ain't knocking nobody's hustle because somebody touched my money. I take my money real personally, homie. I can't say I ain't going to go off. But that's a topic for another day. Today we talking about when you done decided you're going to cut somebody's dick off, or you've decided that, you know, not only am I going to kill you, I'm going to kill your mama. I'm going to find your daddy, shoot him. I'm going to kill your son. I'm going to find that damn dog and shoot it in the head. And I think I saw a couple roaches in your front yard. I'm going to spray Raid on their ass. wow, is it really that serious, y'all? Is it really that doggone serious?
I don't know, man. What you call it? Tina Turner said, what's love got to do with it?
And you know what? And we've all listened to that song a million times, but I wonder how many people have really gotten the gist of that song. You know what I mean? On some real stuff right there. Well, we've had a ball of show. We're down to like the last 7 minutes of the show. I love you to death. I want to thank everybody. A lot of, you know what I mean? I have to be honest. A lot of times when we do shows, we have great call-in numbers, but it's really my archives where I've noticed that y'all have just been listening by the thousands, and Pretty Tone and K. Diddy came. All I got to say is we got nothing but love for y'all for taking time out of whatever it is you're doing to go digging in our archives and listen to us. It's a beautiful thing, man, because we try to use this little medium that we have as something positive to put positive energy out there. We believe in life. We believe in love. We believe in laughter. We believe in taking care of your damn star player. And we believe that you got to benefit us somehow to be around us, because the only thing negative I need is a damn HIV report quoted directly out of Player Step Your Game Up. Jay Dizzle.
Wow. Yeah, and to stand on what Tony say, Penn, should I say, we definitely appreciate it, whether you're listening to us on your Androids, iPad, iPhones, MP3 players, podcasts, however you listen to Counterplay or Play, we can't thank you enough for your continued support. And if you don't have your first book, Player Step Your Game Up, Playology, and the most recent one, Who Is She, What Is She to You, you might want to go get it, because we'll be having a special little contest coming up soon, and might have some wonderful things in store, you know what I'm saying? But continue to listen, and again, we appreciate you all. And that's from K. Dizzle, the Alexa of Love.
Ladies, he put that love in there for y'all, because I know he damn sure didn't do it for the fellas, because then I'd have to question how long his ass been in the classic, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but see what the young whippersnappers don't understand, if you get the ladies in the building, the knuckleheads going to come in.
Oh, boy, here we go. Yo, reach out and touch us, man. Lamont at worldmovement.com, prettytonylv@gmail.com. You know, like he always tell me, Google us.
That's right. Because we work hard. And if you don't know about us, ask your mama about us. And if your mama don't know about us, ask her daddy about us. But ask somebody.
Ain't that the doggone truth? Join us next week. We'll have something to entertain you with, something to talk about, something to provoke a thought, because that's what we come on here every week to do. Promote love, life, laughter. We also came to provoke a thought.
And I just want to throw this little tad bit of info out there, too. We do consider ourselves knowledge as knowledge sharers. We don't consider ourselves teachers, because sometimes teachers teach misinformation. But we consider ourselves knowledge sharers. We try to give you the tools to go out there and do the due diligence to come up with the appropriate answers so you could make the correct adjustments in your life, whether you're him or her. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do over here on Counterplay and Play.
For real, though. As a matter of fact, that leads me right into this. Ladies, when I first wrote Playology, a lot of y'all hit me up. I was like, why you ain't got nothing in there for the sisters? Why you ain't got nothing in there for the sisters? Ladies, Playology, the revised version 2.0, I definitely took the time out to make sure I put a chapter in there for y'all, because without y'all, there wouldn't be no us. So get your copy, man. www.worldmovement.com, www.playersuniversity.com. Put your order in on both those websites. We personally autograph them. You can get it off Amazon. You can get it off wherever. But look, come back next week, join us. Tell a friend. And if you don't tell a friend, tell a family member or something.
Exactly. Because without y'all, who would we have to hold a knife?
Hey, that's the truth. Holla.
Holla.
Give her my love. Thought nothing could faze me until the moment you gave me. But no, 'cause you played me. Should I give you my love?
Stronger and willing. I'm loving this feeling. Some sexual healing.
I measure my love in perfect revealing. But my love has no feeling. And because you weren't cheating, I'm gonna treasure your love.
When you're in love.